Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the afternoon. 15 rounds of boxing for the WBA Lightweight Championship of the World. Introducing, in the blue corner, fighting out of Youngstown, Ohio, weighing 135 pounds, the talented Ray Boom Boom Mancini. And in the red corner, formerly of East Los Angeles, California, now fighting out of Montebello, California, he weighs 134 and 1.5 pounds, introducing the WBA Lightweight Champion of the World, Arturo Crea. 15 rounds of boxing.
Art Crea, the champion, with support from Montebello, California, and environs, and certainly many Californians here in the Vegas area, and Ray Mancini with supporters here from Youngstown, Ohio. As we see the tail of the tape, 21-year-old Ray Mancini weighed in right at the limit, 135 at the weigh-in last evening. Prius 134 and a quarter. They are just about the same height, as you can see. And a little bit of a nick on the nose of the champion, Art Prius, if you wondered about it in the interview and thereafter. It occurred last week in training last Sunday. It's not considered serious. The commission doctor, Donald Romeo, checked it out, said it should not be a problem. And there's a look at the nose and a slight cut high on the bridge of the nose. And, of course, as you can see, and as Art well knows, he has a rather prominent proboscis. And so he expects to get hit there, but it is not considered to be any kind of a problem. We're ready to go with the referee, Richard Green of Las Vegas. The scoring by three judges at ringside, Chuck Minker, Dwayne Ford, and Lou Tabbitt, all from Las Vegas. WBA rules on the 10-point scoring system. Mancini in red trunks. The champion, Frias, in black trunks.
But Tim, Alexis Aguayo said that the only chance that Art Frias has is to box Mancini. Now, we know that's not his style.
Let's see if he does try to change the box. It doesn't look like it for now. Good left hand by Frias. Staggered Mancini. Mancini getting his balance back and now comes back with a two-fisted attack. And while we watch Frias practice boxing all week in training, we had the feeling he'd be out there in his club style once the bell went, and that's what's happened. A slugfest in the opening round. And the best punch is so far landed by the champion, Prius.
He certainly hurt Ray with that early punch, Tim. He shook him up pretty good.
Lands a good solid left jab, but Mancini staying right there with him.
In this fight, Tim, I believe Art Prius is going to use that right hand as much as possible. He's going to overwork the right hand. You watched him in training. He was going nice and straight.
He did work on boxing. He did work on defense along the ropes, but he has had no occasion to use it early on here. He's just been right out there, as he said, two pit bulls would be the way this fight would be. He said they advertised my fight against Espana, the matador, and the bull. He said today it's just two bulls in there. And they are at it. Prius with a good combination in the face of Mancini. There was blood from that cut under the left eye of Prius, the cut he suffered in the title defense against Ernesto Espana, that indeed stopped that fight, with Prius winning on a technical decision because he was ahead on the card. It took 15 stitches to close that gash. It is under the eye. Gil, what's your opinion of it?
Well, we don't like to see anybody get cut, Tim, but it's not in any place that would endanger his vision at all. His vision, he'll be able to see, the blood will not go into his eye. Again, it's, of course, how much it opens up.
Look at this. Is not considered a problem with Ray. He bleeds easily from the nose. He lands a big left hook to the face of the champion. And a right hand. And that staggered Prius. Mancini has Prius in trouble. What a war. Down goes Prius. The champion is on the floor. Art Prius. With less than 30 seconds to go now in this first round.
He better get on his bicycle now.
Mancini jumps all over him, and he is in trouble on the ropes. Ray Mancini has the champion Prius in more trouble. It's target practice for Mancini. Throwing those non-stop punches he's famous for. Prius, it is all over. Referee Richard Green has stopped the bout. A first round knockout for Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
History, folks. May 8th, 1982, Ray Boom Boom Mancini becomes world lightweight champion, achieving the dream of his late father. What a day, Ray. Take us back in time. What were you thinking when it was over, that war with Frias?
Well, the first thing, you know, we were celebrating, and you know, it was basically, it was a euphoric feeling. I mean, people say, what was it like? I can't explain. It was euphoric. That's the best way to explain it. But more than anything, it was satisfying. I had finally accomplished my lifelong dream, and I had wanted that since I was a little boy. And I wanted it for such a long time that when it happened, it was just so, I was so happy that satisfying was the best word I could explain.
Okay.
And we all gathered in my family, and we just rejoiced, and we were happy and crying together. So it was wonderful. The greatest, outside of seeing my children born, that was the greatest day of my life.
You know what? I agree. I have to agree. Having won a couple of amateur titles in my time, I think that winning a championship after striving and struggling and going through the road work in the morning and road work at night, people don't realize I used to run twice a day, once in the morning, like 5 miles, and run up mountains at night. And then we go to the swimming pool, and then we had massages twice a week. I mean, you know, if you were dedicated and you wanted to succeed, you made these sacrifices. But people don't realize that when they turn on the television, all they want us to do is stand there and bombard on each other, right?
No, and I understand. And that's why I get angry at people when they talk. You know, I never called it, my father never, ever called a fighter a bum. And he always said to me, Raymond, you know what it takes. When a man gets in there, it's a lot of courage to get in that ring. He would never, ever call another fighter a bum. And I hate when people call fighters bums. You know, I get angry, and I've gotten verbal battles with some people because, you know, that's a reflection on me, too. You know, I'm one of those guys who got in there. Who knows? Maybe somebody who's been saying that about me someday. Who knows? And that's a joke. You know, I always call it the three-step walk. Getting in that three-step walk up the steps into the ring is a life transformation. It's life transforming. And people don't understand that. And whether you're an amateur and you get the kids that are like the nerdish kids, and they get in there and they blossom in the ring, or you get other guys that think there's something or not, the tough guys all of a sudden get in, they get humbled real quick. It's life transforming, and that's what boxing was for me. It made me the man that I am.
Everything
that goes into it, the training and everything, made me the man that I am.
Ray, what was the toughest? But the toughest part for me was waiting in the dressing room. When we walked to the ring, it wasn't a problem. I mean, you know, once the bell rang, especially, there were no problems whatsoever. But the stress, the anxiety for me was in the dressing room. Where was the pressure points for you on fight day?
No, you're absolutely right. It was the waiting. It was, it was funny. It was the lead up to training, the last couple of days. Then you wake up the morning in the fight. You say, well, it's here. This is it. Today we're going to do it. And it's just a long wait that whole day. You're right. When you get to the dressing room, you go to the arena, you're waiting in the dressing room. But here's what I tell people. People say to me, were you scared? I said, yeah, I was scared.
Always.
I said, but not of the opponent. Of the unknowing, not knowing what's to happen. And I said, and I tell my kids when they play sports, and I tell others, it's good to have fear. Because the difference is what you do with it. The champion uses it. The champion uses it for energy. The champion thrives on it and uses it for motivation. Keeps them sharp, keeps them alert. The coward succumbs to it, gives into it, and it gets overwhelmed by it. Now, Sometimes you are the coward. You know, it's the hero, and I was a hero and a coward. Fate's fear the same. It's what you do with it that make you the hero and the coward.
Good point. I mean, I remember the only time I wasn't scared, I got licked like a stamp. I mean,
yeah, you know, and that's the thing. And that's the thing. You've got to have it. It keeps you on edge. It keeps you sharp. The thing is, you've got to manage it. That's what people are, and that's life. You know, look, Pedro, we're talking about life in general. When you face fear, when fear creeps up on you, it's what you do with it. At that moment, that could be life-saving. You've got to manage your fear, control it.
You've had some tragedies in your life. First of all, talk about your brother Lenny. What happened to Lenny? I suppose he was a great prospect.
No, Lenny was a better fighter than I was. But Lenny was Lenny loved the streets, man. And I can tell people, he's a better fighter than me. People in the gym, everybody will tell you he's a better fighter than me. He's a better puncher. Better boss. My brother used to get in and out on guys. He'd bang guys. He was in and out, moved real good. But he was a good-looking son of a gun, a handsome kid, and he loved the streets loved him. And so the one thing he lacked that I had was discipline. He lacked the discipline. Now, when he trained hard. But, man, between fights, he played hard. And you can't always be doing that, you know. And his body... his weight would go up and down. You know, he'd like to, you know, he would drink and party and eat, and then he'd come back and train. But he trained hard, but it took its toll. But okay. Again, like a lot of guys, it's like, you know, people ask me about Camacho, what I thought about Camacho. It's very sad. I said, I understand that. I said, but you don't leave the streets. You got to leave the streets.
Yeah, live
and
by.
I think they, you know, my brother was that way. My brother loved, honestly, he loved living on the edge. And, you know, come to time, you got to leave that stuff. And it caught up to him and, you know, caught up to a lot of guys.
We're talking with Ray Boom Boom Mancini, but live by the straw, die by the straw. That was Hector's line, wasn't it? I mean, the straw, I mean, the cocaine. I mean, live by the, yeah, you know, right. I mean, that was Hector's demon.
No, well, of course. You know, and that, you know, it's funny thing you said that. That's a perfect word, Pedro. I always said he had a lot of demons. He couldn't shake his demons. I said, you know, last time I saw him was about three or four years ago. And he looked good. We hugged and we talked. He made me laugh. And we enjoyed each other's company. We enjoyed each other. And when we left, we gave each other a hug. He said, Ray, anything I could do for you? Same thing, Hector, anything I could do for you? And we finally, everything was in the past. We were on good terms. And we enjoyed each other. And he's funny as crazy. You know, he's funny as anything. You know what?
Yeah, he is.
He's crack rap.
Yeah.
And, you know, but he was a good guy. But he just couldn't shake his demons, man. He just couldn't get out of it. And, you know, when you hear how he passed, now obviously it was a planned hit. Obviously he wasn't the planned target, but he was collateral damage, man.
Okay. Before I ask you about the book, The Good Son, I'll tell you this: sure. I did one of Camacho's fights in 1999, one of his last fights in Carolina, Puerto Rico, and he was in the hotel. He was all messed up on cocaine. They had to go there and forcibly take him from the hotel suite to the arena. And here's what's up, Ray. We're at the intermission, and Ray and Hector Camacho had not showed up yet, so we were all freaking out.
Oh, geez. You know, that's the thing. I mean, look, first of all, you know, he fought long past he should have. He was one of the great fighters of all time, and he fought long past he should, long past what he should have.
Yep.
But, you know, that's all he knew. And if you couldn't keep him in, and I used to talk to a guy who worked with him and said, if you couldn't keep him in the gym, we had problems. We had to keep him in the gym. Even though he was, you know, too old to fight, he was much older than he should have been to be fighting, it was a safe haven for him. Being in the gym was the safe haven for him.
Much like Johnny Tapia. Okay, let's talk about The Good Son. You and Mark Kriegel got together for this book, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Tell me about the book without giving me the entire book.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just Kriegel approached me about doing a book on me. I was very flattered, very honored. And I said, Mark, in all respect, no false modesty, I don't know what could be told that hasn't been told already. And I'm not, you know, I mean, really. And I said, you got to be a presumptuous son of a gun to think that your life is worth a book. And he said, no, I got it. He said, it's fathers and sons. It's the story of fathers and sons. I said, well, then that I buy. Because, you know, he said, you know, you and your father, he said, you and your children, because he knew my children. And he said, your father and your grandfather came from Sicily. He said, ultimately, he said, me and my father, said, I became a writer because my father was an English professor. So I wanted to, you know, please him. So I bought into that, Pedro. It was the father's and son's story. And if you read the book, it begins with my grandfather's, when he immigrated from Sicily, my father's relationship with him growing up, and then, you know, the whole thing. So that's what I'm proud of more. It's not a fight story. It's not a fight book. Obviously, boxing has a lot to do with it. It's a backdrop, obviously, but it's a lot more than that. And other than outside of me and my father, I think the city of Youngstown is as much a character, if not the next most important character in the book. And I'm very proud of that because I'm proud of where I come from and proud of the people. And so I think I'm just proud of the book. It's a good read. It's a fun read. It's a quick read. You know, Kriegel is a wonderful artist. He's a wonderful writer. And I tell people, it doesn't matter what the material is. I don't care what the material is. You don't have anybody like Mark Kriegel who can make it art. It doesn't mean nothing.
We're talking about The Good Son, folks, a book by Mark Kriegel that just came out, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. It's available at Amazon.com, everywhere else on the web. And I think Puja Libre has got signed autographed copies of the book. Ray, when you look back at your career, you know, the fight with Dooku Kim, when Dooku Kim succumbed after, I don't know, 14 rounds or something like that, I mean, did that bother you emotionally for the rest of your career? Have you ever been able to drop that or what?
Well, first of all, you know, Pedro, how could it not? How could it not? Of course it's going to affect you. How could it not? But of course, you know, I train as an athlete. And as you know, athletes are trained. Our mindset is different. Athletes in general, the fighters specifically, our mindset is different. And so I was able to put it behind me and move on. I fought several fights after that, and I won several fights, and I fought with the same
intensity,
aggressiveness, and I knocked guys out. And didn't hold me back from going after guys. So, I mean, obviously I was able to deal with it, put it behind me. It just, but it isn't like you don't think about it. Of course you think about it. You think of, you know, his family. And even if I could forget about it, the press never let me. So, and I understand they got a job too. I understand that. But at some point in time, five, six, seven fights past it, they'd always go back to it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, really, can't you find something different to talk about? So I understand what that's about. Now, I mean, I understand more now than I did then, obviously.
Okay.
But it's just, I made peace for a long time ago. I made my peace. I moved on. And because of the book, and now because of the accompanying documentary that goes with it, there's a documentary based on the book that a Canadian company produced. And it's right now the negotiations for the sale of it. Once that comes out, I tell people, read the book, watch the doc. There's nothing else to be said. It's pretty much closure on every aspect for me.
The great Boom Boom Mancini Ray. I hope you can come back soon, man. It's great to talk to you, and it's been about 19 years.
My Pedro, I'd be honored to come back, and I just hope next time it isn't as difficult to get on as it was this time.
Much respect, the great Ray Boom Boom Mancini on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You tune to Ring Talk, your longest-running fight show in history. Of course, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.